In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today is Transfiguration Sunday. Every year we celebrate the Transfiguration of our Lord, a day when Christ took Peter, James, and John to the top of the mountain, where he transformed into his full glory before them. Moses, Elijah, then appeared before them and started talking to Christ. Shortly after Moses and Elijah appeared, the glory cloud appeared, and God the Father speaks to the disciples, telling them, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." So, why did this event happen? And what is the significance of it? To understand the significance of this event, we need to start with Christ's shining face. They shine like the sun. It looks back to God's covenant with Israel on Mount Sinai, the covenant God made with his people in Exodus 19. The conditions of the covenant were spoken to Moses by God and written down in the Book of Covenant. These items included the Ten Commandments, morals and ceremony stipulations, and concluded with the promise that if they remain faithful to the covenant with the Lord alone, he will drive out the Canaanites and give them the promised land. The covenant was to be put in simple terms: obey God's commandments and follow his ceremonial stipulations, and they will be his people, a kingdom of priests. The Israelites heard the word of God spoke at the base of the mountain. They replied to God all of these words the Lord had spoken, and they said, "We will do this." To seal the covenant, Moses built an altar, and the young men offered up oxen as burnt and peace offerings. Moses then threw half the blood on the altar and the half on the people, and said, "Behold, the blood of the covenant the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Then Moses, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and the 70 elders went up the mountain and saw the God of Israel. They beheld Christ, God, and ate and drank with him. The ramifications or the covenant is a liturgical act of reading the word of God, sacrifice, and finally, a meal. Sound familiar? The common practice was to put the blood on the altar. The blood was put on Aaron and his sons. Throwing blood on the people was a liturgical action of purification. Blood purifies. The blood of a male goat was put on the horns of the altar, so the priest shall make an atonement for his sins, and he shall be forgiven. In Exodus, the blood was put on the people to bind them in a blood oath, a holy covenant with God, in which the Lord declared to them to be his holy people. In Hebrews, offers a definitive interpretation of the meaning of the rite for those living in both the Old and the New Testament. In both cases, the covenant is to be understood as the last will and testament that requires a death in order to go into effect. So blood was put on both the sacrifice things, the book of the covenant, the tent, and all the vessels only used in worship. This covenant God made with his people was to reconnect them to him and make him their holy people again for the first time since the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. The problem was the Israelites broke the covenant a short time later. And they continued to break the commandments, to the point that God made them wander the desert for 40 years and told them they will never see the promised land of Israel. Not even Moses would see it. Even today, we cannot keep the old covenant God made with Moses and the Israelites. We all sin every day in thought, word, and deed, just like the Israelites. We covet our neighbor's possessions, like his house, our new boat, cars, clothes. We don't love our neighbor as ourselves. We say horrible things about them on social media, and we run them down for having a different opinion in politics or religion. We don't honor the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, by coming to church to be forgiven of our sins and receive God's blessings. Instead, we go golfing or fishing or maybe water skiing in the neighbor's boat that we love so much. And sometimes, in this fast-paced world we live in, we strive to get a promotion at work. We volunteer to work the Sunday shift so we can climb the corporate ladder, not realizing that money and the promotion just replace God. Instead of living in the world, we become part of a world that Christ warned us about. See, Christ's shining face looked back to the covenant of Israel when he ate with Moses and the 70 on top of the mountain. But a new covenant was needed to be made to save his people. This is what Christ was talking with Moses and Elijah about. This new covenant needed to have someone who could follow God's laws and covenant perfectly. This new Adam would not sin. This is why Christ had to come down from heaven. And this is why Peter, James, and John had to come up the mountain to witness. That was Christ was the Messiah. They heard the word of God in a cloud speak and proclaim that Christ was his beloved Son. And his word has authority to listen to him. They saw him in full glory to proclaim that he would be the one who would once again make us righteous before the Father with his precious blood he spilt on the cross for all of our sins. The perfect and final sin offering he will become. The perfect scapegoat, taking all the sins of the entire world upon himself. And he would also become the last high priest. When Christ appeared as the high priest, he entered heaven itself, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by the means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. If the blood of goats and bulls purified the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purifying our consciences. He is the mediator of the new covenant, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sins. Every Sunday, as God's chosen people, we are reminded of this covenant Christ made with us when we partake in the Lord's Supper, when we eat his body and drink his precious blood for the forgiveness of our sins. It also nourishes our bodies and our souls to fight off the daily attacks of the devil. The significance of transfiguration was to prove that Jesus was not a new or greater Moses, but the Christ was the Word becoming flesh, the Lord incarnate. The significance of transfiguration is a conversation between Jesus, Moses, and Elijah about Jesus' departure to Jerusalem. Why? Because this is where he will shed his blood on the cross. All of these events point ultimately to Mount Calvary, where God's greatest glory is revealed in the shedding of the Son of God's blood, an act of divine grace and mercy. God loves us. God's love for us is more than we will ever be able to fully comprehend. He did all of this so he could once again dwell with his creation. He died on the cross to create a new kingdom for us, so all who believe in him will not die. When we do die, we will be raised from our graves on the last day, and we will ascend into heaven and live with him forever in paradise. Christ did everything, and we did nothing for our salvation. He even gives us our faith in him when we are baptized with water and word. And all Christ wants us to do in return? Real simple. To love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And to share this gift of salvation to all who do not believe in him. Knowing about the gift of salvation Christ has given us, why would we not want to share this gift with our friends, family, neighbor, and co-workers? Why would we not want them to be baptized into Christ's family? Why would we not want them to come to church and receive God's blessings? Why would we not want them to receive Christ's body and blood in the Lord's Supper? It can be difficult to talk to them, I know, especially about religion, because you don't want to offend them or make them mad. Maybe you're scared you might say something wrong. Take comfort in knowing this. When you are proclaiming the Word of God to them, you're actually not the one speaking. The Holy Spirit will use you as a vessel. See, once again, you're doing nothing, and God is doing everything. This week, as you go out into the world, remember the sign when you exit the church that says, you are now entering the mission field. Go out and share the love of Christ to everyone you meet, so that they too can receive the gift of salvation and live forever with Christ in paradise. And live in joy, knowing salvation is yours. Through Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, that peace that passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds until Christ returns again in glory. Amen.